You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello and welcome. You are listening to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. I'm David Baer, and today I am so happy to welcome a seasoned professional of voiceover work and voice production in radio, television, audio to video, or audio for video. Mike Holmes, who is joining me today, has been in the voice business in marketing and advertising since the early 1980s. He's seen it all, done it all, national down to local, and I'm really, really pleased to welcome him today. Mike, welcome.
Thank you, David, for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Indeed. So as our listeners know, I often talk about the importance of strategy versus tactics when it comes to marketing their business, that you really have to have an overall sense of where you want to go so that you can figure out what you need to do in order to get there. And you have a somewhat similar approach, because I know when it comes to voice artists, you could be working all over the place. And in fact, you do. You work in a range of mediums. You want to talk a little bit about what the range of things are that are out there and how you think about what's the best fit for a particular project that you're producing?
Well, the voice is, first off, the voice is known to be the best tool for motivating people to take an action that you want them to take of any form of communication, period. And the voice is used in everything. It's used in radio, television, all sorts of video. Obviously, it's used for people who have sight problems. It's used in video games. It's used in everything because it's our primary method of communication. And in fact, I'll rant for a second. I hate email because I've read, and I believe it, that it is the most likely medium to be misunderstood of any medium there is. And I've run into that. I've been misunderstood. I've misunderstood things people have written me. And I tell people, I would rather talk to you on the telephone than anything else because of all the nuance, just in pitch. And, you know, it changes everything. And the rate at which you speak, all of these, there's so many things that get your meaning across, and just type on a screen or on a piece of paper very often does not do that.
Well, you bring up, by the way, I happen to agree with you on this topic, and I will be among the few people to pick up my phone to discuss something in lieu of writing an email or a message on Slack or whatever platform. Even worse than email are those very short and concise, text messaging, which is even more easy to misconstrue. I want to bring it back to the question about all of the different media that's out there that you can leverage voice with.
And
how you sort of, for the average business owner out there, whether it's a small business, I work with a lot of professional services businesses. How do you determine, is this an appropriate medium for me? What are the criteria that you think about when somebody is coming to you to talk about a project to get noticed for their business?
I think the most important is who the audience is going to be. Absolutely. If it's B2B, that's an entirely different audience than business to consumer, for instance. It also depends on the socioeconomic level of people you're talking to, their educational level, their age, stuff like that. And so one that I particularly like is radio, because 90% of Americans listen to the radio every week, irrespective of their educational level, how much they make, how much education they've got, their age, everything. And I was frankly surprised to find out that teenagers listen to the radio. I had thought that, no, they're listening to Spotify, you know, and they're they're not listening to the, but they do. They are listening, in fact. And that's according to Nielsen Radio Ratings. And I trust them. Like they're the Bible of the media. So I pay attention to what they say. And so I think another great way to communicate is through YouTube video. It's used for sales. It's used for education, entertainment, music, just all sorts of things. It's amazing the uses you can put that to. And so, and then of course there's social media like Facebook and Instagram, things like that. Now, I don't do advertising through anything other than radio, YouTube video, anything with a voice on it. Let me put it that way. And I used to do a lot of graphic design long time ago. I did tons of it because newspaper was very, very big. But our local newspaper has, I understand, lost like more than 50% of its subscribers. And so I just haven't had clients be interested in it.
Sure. And it's a medium that I think has economic challenges in their structure. And yes. You know, it's never going to disappear, but it's clearly getting reimagined and through consolidation. Yes. You don't have as much local presence as you used to and all of those things.
No.
You talked a bit about social media, and we're seeing at this moment in time, and particularly, you know, due to what we've been through this past year, a big focus on voice in new platforms that are either have recently come out or are being heavily invested in. I'm speaking specifically about the leader, the front runner in this, the platform Clubhouse, but other big platforms like Facebook are investing heavily in competing platforms like this. What have you seen in this space, if anything, that you want to share your observation on?
Well, I'm sort of a Neanderthal because I'm using LinkedIn an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a guy who's teaching me a lot of stuff about LinkedIn. And LinkedIn is what most people know about it is just the tip of the iceberg, frankly. There's so many things that you can do with it that's just amazing me. And so, again, I'm I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I'm really voice oriented. Mm-hmm. No question about it.
Yeah.
And anywhere the voice can be used, that's where I want to be. And so go ahead.
Yeah. So you mentioned LinkedIn, you mentioned YouTube, you talked about radio and all of these things where you can leverage voice, and you can do that on LinkedIn too. You can create videos. You can share audio files, to people within the chat feature in LinkedIn. So voice can be powerfully used on a lot of platforms. And you can target very heavily in all of those areas, including yes. radio.
Yes. Can I make a couple of points here?
Please.
This is what when I get to ranting, these are the two things I rant about. Okay. First off, businesses know their business, but they don't know anything about advertising. And the reason they don't is because, number one, they think that advertising is nothing more than getting their name out there, unquote. Okay. That means absolutely nothing. Somebody will do their own television commercial, heaven help us, and they come across looking really bad. And then what happens is a customer will come in and say, I saw you on television. And that tells them that, oh, my ad is working. No, it doesn't. It's what they just said was, I saw you on television. They didn't say, and it made me want to come in here.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what happens is they'll get a message that's not working. And what they'll think is, oh, it must be the medium I'm on that's not working. And they're wrong. They'll say, oh, I tried radio, it doesn't work. No, they tried radio incorrectly and it didn't work. Same with television, same with online. And so in one of your shows that I listened to, you mentioned, you know, for heaven's sake, don't get stuck on one medium. And so what I want to say about that is I found what I consider to be the perfect marriage between two media, and that's radio and websites. Okay. If you want to get somebody to your website, then and you've got a lot of money, then you can spend it on SEO, which is anybody can hang out a shingle and say, I do SEO. Doesn't mean they know what they're doing. Okay. Same with advertising agencies. Okay. And so for a whole lot less, what you can do is use the emotional horsepower of radio, of the spoken word, I should say, being delivered in that particular way as it happens, to get people ginned up about you, about your product, what it's going to do for them. And then while you've got their attention, while you've got that hook in their mouth, then you can say, if you want to know more, go here. And that's the website. Now they can go to the website where they've got all the time in the world to peruse it. And the website can be pages and pages of stuff, and they can learn everything. And I'll tell you a story about a client that I had who sells reclaimed barnwood furniture, which for people of means is very popular. It's very expensive. Okay. And we decided to go on WMAL in Washington because that's where all the money is, because she's an hour and a half outside of DC. And so we did these nostalgic commercials because that's what reclaimed barnwood furniture is all about. It has this history. It's this magic stuff, really. And then at the end of the ad, I sent them to their website. Well, she asked everybody who came in the door, where'd you hear about this? And they did something that doesn't happen most of the time. They said, I heard your ad on the radio. And people usually don't say that. And I don't know why, but they don't. And then that made me go to your website, and your website made me get in the car and drive out here an hour and a half. And she said they all walked out with her most popular product, which is a farm table, and they're $4,000 without chairs.
Yeah.
And she sells them like chewing gum, right? Because, and we were only running four ads a week because they're very expensive in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Four ads at the same time. Okay. Which is what you do when you can't run 30, 40 ads a week, you know, at $350 a pop. And so we ran them at the end of the week at the same time, within the same 2-hour period every day. And so,
and I imagine you were targeting a specific audience listening at that particular time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're targeting people over 50 years old who have good educations and make a lot of money. And that's who we were after.
You raise a really important point here, which at the beginning of this story, you were talking about the importance of not just getting your name out there, but getting people to take an action. When you craft the content of an ad, is there a clear call to action, which is something that many times, you know, businesses don't think about?
Absolutely. Yeah. What you do is you never start with the name of your business. That's the fastest way to lose the audience that there is. Okay, people go, oh, that's an ad. Bam, they're gone. Okay, but are you familiar with Broca's area, the speech center?
I'm not.
It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Broca's area comes to us from the days when we were trying to escape from saber-toothed tigers. And it hears everything that comes into our minds, even when we're not paying attention. Okay, so like you and I can be having a discussion and there's a radio on in the background. We're not listening to it. But if something comes on that Broca's area decides, based on our beliefs and our life's experiences, that this is something we need to listen to, it will pull our attention to that radio within 2 or 3 seconds. And we've all had the experience where all of a sudden we go, oh, wait a minute, I want to hear this. How do we make that decision? See, because we weren't listening.
Yeah.
But Broca's area was, okay. So it doesn't matter if your ad is the first in the stop set or the last or in the middle. And some people will say, oh, well, I don't want my ad in the middle, you know, because nobody's listening. Well, their speech center is certainly listening. Okay. And we listen to the radio in our cars. We stream it on our computers at work. See, that's what we listen to it differently than we used to in some respects, but we're listening. And that's how you pull people to websites. And I'm amazed at how well that works. It just works like a son of a gun.
Well, I think you have made this point earlier that a business owner shouldn't self-produce their commercials. And I think you've just explained exactly why, which is that you understand as a professional in this field, things that the average business owner wouldn't understand about the structure of an ad. Just the content itself is important.
Neither are their reps at whatever media they're on, because they're trained to sell space or airtime, and their bosses come up through the sales ranks, and they don't know the first thing about advertising. They think advertising is an announcement. Mm-hmm. Hi, we're Joe's Garage, and we fix tires and brakes, and we'll fix your engine for you. So do all of our competitors. Mm-hmm. But the best way I've heard it put is, don't talk to me. Don't tell me about your grass seed. Talk to me about my lawn.
Mm, yes.
This is great. So, yeah. So very quickly, you start an ad by talking to a person about something he wants or a problem that he's got. And then you say, okay, you've got this. And they're going, yeah, boy, do I ever.
And this way they're tuned in immediately to what it is you're talking absolutely. About because it's about them, yeah. Not about you.
Because you've only got 3 seconds to get them. And so then you tell them, here's how you can fix that or get this, whatever you want. And then the last thing you do is say, go here, visit this place, go to their website. This is you do the name of the business and the contact information at the end, because people don't care about the business. See, business owners think that when their ad comes on the air, that the world stops and listens to it because it's them. And they don't do that. You and I do not care about Walmart. Okay. But if Walmart comes on and they say, you've been having this terrible itch for the last 10 years, now you don't have to have it anymore. There's plenty of people that are going to go, tell me how. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, this is classic copywriting structure 101, but applied to a different delivery, the ad on broadcast medium.
And it works in every medium.
Yeah.
They're all like that. I see all these online ads with the name of the company, real big. Nobody cares about that. You need a headline that says, stop itching, or get that Honda lawnmower, but save $200.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's half price. Okay. That's how you do it. And that's why online does not work for a lot of people, because they don't do it right. It's a wonderful medium and works like gangbusters. But a lot of times the ads are created by people that don't have any training in it. They don't know the psychology of persuasion. They don't know anything about it. Unfortunately,
you know, you talked about radio doesn't work as a sort of pushback that you get from the average business owner who tried it incorrectly.
Sure.
What I think made this even more common of a phrase is the ease of access to advertising, do-it-yourself advertising with all the online platforms. So I have used to run a Facebook agency, and I would constantly have people say, well, Facebook doesn't work. And it's because not only maybe they're doing it incorrectly, but Facebook has given them the impression, well, all you need, it's push button easy. All you need to do is follow these steps, give us your money, and we'll get your name and your word out there. And so I think that in general, businesses have now been fooled into, oh, well, I can do all of this myself. And then, you know, those of us who are so I'm constantly having the conversation with somebody who's an expert in whatever they're an expert in, you know, turning it around. Hey, look, if could I come into your business and say, oh, no, I can do that myself? No. There's systems. There's a process. There's an approach that you take, right?
The only people that should do their own ads were Orville Redenbacher and the chicken guy, that little guy. I can't remember his name.
Frank Perdue?
Frank Perdue.
Yeah.
You got a better memory than me. And there's a couple other guys.
Well, there was
the only
Thomas,
people in the whole
Dave
world.
Dave Thomas, who did the Wendy's.
Yeah, Dave Thomas. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. I loved him. He made me want to go to his restaurants.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. But otherwise, uh-uh. And I've seen them. I will say this, and I got friends in television who are going to hate me if they see this. I have never seen a locally produced television ad anywhere where the video actually contributed to the sell.
Interesting.
I've never seen one.
Yep. All right. So I have one last area that I want to cover.
Okay.
And I thought we were going to wrap up, but I've just been given a couple more minutes, and I'm glad I have, because this is a topic that you folks who are radio industry insiders know something about: pricing of ad space in the radio world that the average person doesn't. And I'm going to ask you to spill the beans and reveal this knowledge to the general public. So, you know, you were just talking about the radio ads that that furniture store was running in the DC area. And you said $350 a spot. And I think the general impression is, wow, radio, that's a little spendy. And certainly television is even more spendy. But the fact is that there are ways to get on both of those platforms.
Absolutely.
For a lot less.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. One of the ways to do it is to run short ads. They're cheap. The stations now are selling 5-second ads, and they're hard to write. Okay. But I know how to do it. And I'm not bragging. It's just that I had to teach myself how to do it. And now they're good when you are an established business and everyone knows your name. If you're a brand new business, no, you don't want to do that. You've got to run a 30 or a 60. But then the time of day when you run them is real important also. Now, the one thing that I will caution people, the radio stations like to sell what are called broad rotators. It makes a ton of money for the station, and it's horrible for the advertiser. Okay. What they do is they let their computers pick random times all around the clock, and they'll run you 20 ads in a week, but it's over five or six in the morning to between 6 and 8 at night. Now, if you take all of those hours and divide them by that 20, you're going to find out that your ad is only on once every 5 or 6 hours. Well, our listening habits are habitual. Okay. Mm-hmm. We listen at the same time every day. So you should buy within the same several hours every day. But again, you can buy a 10-second ad. You can buy a 5-second ad. Again, if you're
established, if you're a known quantity,
if you're well known, mm-hmm. Okay, that's one way to do it. Another thing that you can do is you can run them all in one day across the whole clock, and that's called brick walling. Okay, and that makes it look like you're on all the time. Mm-hmm. You can go on every other week and people will think you're on every week, because I get told that. Oh, yeah. I hear you. I hear you all the time. Uh-uh. You don't. I'm only on every other week. And I don't understand why a lot of this works. I just know that it does.
Yeah.
Because I was taught by the national brand manager for Frigidaire, for Dancer Fitzgerald Sample in New York, and for those of us in advertising, they were bought by Saatchi & Saatchi, which mm-hmm. is a huge name. Okay. Yep. And so he taught me just about everything I know. And so it was wonderful learning this stuff. He said to me, I sent him a bunch of ads on a cassette. That's how long ago this was. And he said, you do great production work and you don't know the first thing about advertising. And he said, because you're good with what you do, I'm going to teach you what to put in those ads. Oh, I'm going to teach you how to write advertising. And so I owe him a lot. So it's the, again, the point that I want to make is that you have to do it right or it won't work. And again, you start with telling somebody that's true about the, something that's true about themselves. Okay, something they want or a problem they have. Then you tell them how to get what they want or how to solve their problem. Then you tell them where, and then you tell them how to get to them. And if you do that, you're ahead of 90% of everybody that's on the air. And that's the truth. And so it's always better to get somebody who's a pro to write your stuff for you because it'll work better. That's all.
So to that end, that's a bit of what you do. And I imagine if folks want to learn a little bit more about the services that you provide, the expertise that you offer, they may want to come find you. Where can they find you?
Well, my website is down right now, and it's going to be down for about 3 weeks. So I'm having it completely redesigned. And so my email address, and I put it in a funny way, but it's the only way that people won't get it wrong. It's admaker, which is admaker, one word, admaker at comcast.net.
Excellent.
That's where I am.
Well, feel free if you're interested in learning more about what Mike does and take advantage of his expertise to help you on whatever your projects are in the world of voice, whether it's radio, television, YouTube, or some other medium, reach out to him. It's admaker at comcast.net. Mike Holmes, thanks so very, very much for joining me. Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks for having me. This is just so much fun. The great radio advertising genius, Leo Burnett, said, isn't making ads the most fun you ever had in your life? I agree.
I imagine it certainly can be. So if you're interested in having some fun with Mike on a radio ad project, do reach out to him. Mike Holmes, thanks so very much for taking some time to.
Thanks
to
for having your show. I've been listening to it and it's hot stuff.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, it really is.
We'll have you back and we'll chat some more in depth about another topic related to voice at some point.
Thanks, David.
All right. So folks, you've been listening to More Perfect Marketing. I've been chatting with Mike Holmes today about the power of voice and the various media that you can leverage voice on to grow your business. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. That's getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.